So it's going to move this table out. Before I do that, yes, thank you, a bit of help would be great. I'd like you to use your imaginations this morning. So you've still come here to worship, but you've come to a different place, a warmer place. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Instead of being here, you have come to Jerusalem, lovely and warm. It is about 2,000 years ago, but apart from that, nothing much has changed. You've come to worship. Shall we see, to help your imaginations, where you've come to worship? So if we've got, oh yes, that looks rather grand, doesn't it? Very imposing. Make you think about the greatness of God, wouldn't it? But of course we need some people to come and worship. I need some people who like a bit of money. Come on then. Aren't you come? Yeah, because I'm going to give you some money. This is a good acting, isn't it? Yeah. Have a handful of money. There you go. Yeah, you have a handful of money. You have a handful of money. You're rich. You'd be even richer if I had proper gold and silver. But all age productions don't run to that, I'm afraid. So we just got these. So, shall we have some older people as well? Chloe, would you like to come out? And yeah, would you like to come out?
Megan.
Yeah, excellent.
Come on, Megan.
There you go. I'll give you yours in a minute. All right. So, now we've got some people. And like you, as they arrive at the temple, they see a bowl in which to put their money. All right. Can we have the next picture and see what that might look like? Oh, yes, here we have, in fact, they've got two bowls. We've only run to one. So here are the people coming in to put their money in. Can you see how they're putting it in? Have a look at the picture up there. It's kind of, you know, they're going to make quite a good sound with that. Can we try that out? Who'd like to go first? Right, see how much noise you can make putting your money in. Did you hear that? Sounded good, didn't it? Yeah, he's looking pretty pleased. All right. Do you think the people were looking? Can we have another picture? Oh, yeah, that looks just like you apart from the beard, doesn't it? They were looking pretty pleased as they put their money in. Would you like to come put your money in too? Which is interesting because they said a minute ago we're rich, they've given some money. But, you see, they've still got some left over. They didn't know that. You have, pretend, got some left over. So it's okay to put it in and it makes a good sound. And you're doing what you're supposed to do. Did you know that? That is the law when you come to the temple. You have to put some money in. All right. And so everybody here who's watching, and did you know somewhere in there's Jesus watching as well. He's watching too. Everybody's watching you and they're thinking, hey, these people are doing a really good thing putting this money in. Would you like to put some in as well? Oh, yes. It's filling up nicely. Do you want to go in a moment? Wait for it. Yeah. So they're feeling really good about the amount of money they can put in. That's good. Do you think God is pleased with you too? Yeah, do you think he gets really pleased when people give him lots and lots and lots and lots of money?
Thousands.
Oh, right. Okay, shall we have one more? Go on, one more lot then. Wow, they've all put in lots of money. And that's, oh, wait a minute. You're right, Chloe hasn't, has she? Oh, didn't we not give Chloe
anything?
And
she needs to put some in.
See what Chloe's got. Can we have the next picture? Because you might not see this very clearly. That's for you, Chloe.
Thank you.
She said, thank you. She's a polite girl, isn't she? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's not that. Oh, dear.
She needs to put it in.
Do you think so? Is it worth putting it in? I mean, look how much you've put in. That's not going to make any difference, though, is it? That's only two teeny weeny tiny coins.
That will make a quiet noise.
It will, won't it? Won't make much noise at all, will it? Oh, dear. Do you think she should bother?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Still.
What do you think?
Put it in.
No. You think she should put it in? Well, just a minute. Who is it who's coming with such... Do you think she's a poor person?
Yes.
Oh. Shall we have a look at next picture, see what sort of person she might have been? Oh, yeah, that does look like a poor person. And what's that she's got under her arm? It's a stick, isn't it? I'm sorry I haven't got a stick for you, but I think you're a... Maybe you're a poor... Oh, she's a widow. You know what a widow is?
No.
It's some... Go on.
Is it a spider?
There is a widow spider. There is. But it is. She is clearly not a spider. So...
Pardon? It's a spider web.
Nothing to do with spiders. Actually, it's somebody who has lost their husband, which is always sad. And even worse in these days, because there's no welfare state, she doesn't get any money from anybody else. She just has to manage with whatever's left over. And her husband might have died a long time ago, I don't know, but, you know, that's all you've got left, is it? Oh, dear, poor old widow. Can you do the poor old... Oh, dear. Now, Chloe, are all widows really old? So they don't have to be really old. Can we have the next picture? Oh, could have been quite a young widow. Could have been quite recently widowed. I wonder what she's thinking. That's all she's got. Everything she used to have taken away from her. That is hard, isn't it? And she might even have been a young widow with children. Can we go another picture? Yeah. You might have been her child, mightn't you?
No.
No, you were a rich person, weren't you? Nobody wants to be the children of a widow without a father. That would be very hard. But she is still bringing her little bit of offering. All right, and she's going to put it in. Did you hear that?
Just.
She put it in very quietly. I wonder what she's thinking. Would you like to stand there, still putting it in? And can we have the next picture? All right. If there were two offering boxes and she's putting hers there, we know what you were thinking, don't we? What do you think of what she's doing? Yeah, a bit, well, that's really not very much, is it? And what are you thinking?
I'm glad I put it in.
She's glad she put it in. So you're not going to worry about how much it was. She's just glad she put it in. All right. I wonder if, while you've been watching the pictures, you have noticed Jesus watching. Is he watching in that picture?
Ah,
he is, isn't he? He's been watching in one or two of the pictures. There he is in the background. Shall we see the next picture? What do you think Jesus was thinking? What was he thinking when he saw this happen? Well, I'll tell you what he was thinking. Because he told what he was thinking to his friends, his disciples. He said, I tell you the truth. This poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. Do you think she put more in?
Yes.
No.
How would he say that? Well, this is why he said that. He said, they gave out of their wealth. Remember, they still had some left. In fact, they still had quite a lot left, I think. But she, out of her poverty, being poor, put in everything. All she had to live on. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much. You were excellent actors. You were very good too, but I didn't give you too much to do yet, did I? On the back of your notice sheet... You've got a doodle space. Yes, you may. Thank you very much. And hopefully you've got some sort of writing implement with you. If you're getting used to St. James, bring one anyway, you know. It's getting like that, isn't it? So you've got a writing implement, you've got a doodle space, and hopefully you haven't filled it up with doodles already because Linda did not give you a chance. So... if you would like to just sort of draw a line down the middle of the doodle space so that you've got two halves. You can do this with each other as pairs or kids and parents or whatever. You can do it on your own. You can talk about it or you can be private about it. We're quite private about, when we get onto the subject of giving, we get a little bit, don't we? This is private. And if you think about it, although we do give in our money on a plate as we come in, we don't do it like that, do we? We don't sit here listening to people coming in and seeing how much noise they can make. We don't do that. We put it in quietly. We put it in envelopes. We transfer it bank-wise, don't we? We electronically, thank you very much. So that's different. And I don't think anyone comes to St. James with two small coins that are all they have to live on. We're very fortunate. We do have plenty of money. And we can decide to put some in and keep some back. So who do we identify with then? Is it possible to identify with the widow? And what really, I mean, what's going on in our heads? We talked about what's going on in their heads. They know they have to do it. It's the law. They know the temple needs money to keep it going. And St. James certainly needs that. They know that they can work out. They've got some to spare. They know other people, they might, you know, you might still be able to work out what other people are giving. You might think, well, this is going. What do you think? What is your attitude to giving? And put this on one side of your paper. Do a little think bubble or just a face. When it comes to giving money, what thoughts are going through your head? Be as honest as you can. You do not. I'm not going to go around and do feedback on this bit. This is up to you, all right? As honest as you can, how do you feel about giving? How do you feel about giving? What's it all about? Because Jesus said it's not what, how much you put in, it's how you're giving. What's the attitude behind it? So why are you giving? Hoping you are. All sorts of thoughts might come to mind, mightn't they? Sometimes we can get ourselves a little bit worked up and guilty about it as well, can't we? Oh, should I be giving more? Am I doing the right? I wonder, you know, how much are they giving? Should I be giving that amount? What should I do about it? Is God pleased with me? Have I given enough to make God pleased with me? We do get all those kind of different attitudes come in when we're giving. And sometimes we think what we give isn't good enough, whatever it is. And of course, giving is more than money. We do a lot of other giving, don't we? We had a whole lot of people giving yesterday when they came and filled potholes in the car park. There's all sorts of giving going on in our church. But are we sitting there thinking, oh, it's hardly worth it. It's no use to anybody. It's not good enough. I don't know. I don't know what thoughts you have. But I'm wondering about that widow and what she was thinking. Chloe said, I'm glad to give it. I'm glad to give it. And yet it was so small. What was going on in her mind? And on the other side, I want you to imagine now you are that widow. You are someone who just had only got a tiny, teeny bit to put in, which, you know, the children might need it. You might need it tomorrow. What's going on through her head? And on the other side, do a little think bubble for her. Or a face, or a few words, whatever. And this time, I think I would quite like to know what ideas you had about the widow's giving. So does anyone... I'll just switch over to the handheld for a few moments, Andy. Thank you. Would anyone like to say what they thought the widow was thinking? What made her glad to put in such a small amount of money? Anybody want to volunteer what they've written on their sheet? This is the less personal bit.
Just that even though she didn't have much, she was still trying to serve.
Right, she wanted to serve God in whatever way she could. I like that. Any other ideas?
I think she was trusting God. She obeyed God to give. She knew God would respond.
Right, so even so, she may not have known how she was going to get through the next week. She trusted God. I'll give this. I know he will look after me. Any other ideas?
I think she would have still realistically been anxious and worried because if she's a mother with children, she'd be thinking about that. And so she'd have to trust God with those feelings.
If she had to do that, if she had to trust God and obey him and serve him, could she not have said, well, God understands where I'm at, I don't have to? Was it just having to that made her do it? Was it just a sense of, I've got to do this, a sense of duty, or was there anything more to it? I wonder.
I think she did it thankfully. I think she did it in the response to what she received.
However little it was.
I think she gave it out of thanks.
Thank you. She gave it out of thanks. Even a widow has her life, and she can thank God for that. I remember. Do you remember that Nina Simone song, wasn't there, that Ain't Got No, and she goes through all the things she hasn't got, and then she goes through all the things she has got, and ends up joyful. And you do find that with people who don't have a lot, that they somehow seem to be more joyful than people who do have a lot. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? And something we're not used to. But yes, she was thankful and joyful, so shouldn't those of us who have more be even more thankful? I rather think this is a bit like what I came and did last time we did All Age. We were talking about in everything giving honour to God. And I think that might have been her attitude. All that I have is God's already, and I'm just giving back to God out of thankfulness. And yeah, I give him a tiny bit of money, but maybe there's other things I can give as well. And we can all think that too, can't we? Money's not the only thing that we give, and we'll come back to that later. I want you to have a look at your two sides of the paper again. And just think to yourself, my attitude to giving and the widow's attitude to giving, do we have the same attitude? Do I need a little bit more of the widow's attitude to giving? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I know that I do. I struggle sometimes and, you know, I'm a count the cost person. So being generous is not always easy. And we know we don't always manage to give with generous hearts. So we're going to have a little prayer now. We've done our bit with the book, the story, and we're on to the bit with the two crosses, the things that we know are not good enough, but the knowledge that Jesus has come to forgive us and help us. So let's pray now.